Hello, this is Shelley Antine, and I'm going to give you my take on the coming retrograde of Venus in Capricorn. And one of the things I like to mention is that we have these astronomical events that are not happening in a haphazard way or without connecting to anything else that's going on now or that's happened already. And one of the things that this Venus in Capricorn is connecting to is the Saturn-Pluto conjunction of January 2020. And that was the paradigm shift. Indeed it was. And we can see so many things that are rolling out from that now, even though we're just at the beginning stages, just in the infancy. And of course, we're going through the change and resistance to change period. And we see that with the Saturn-Uranus energies. And what's interesting about the Saturn-Uranus squares is that Saturn rules Capricorn, and that's in Aquarius, and the Uranian energy is in Taurus, which is ruled by Venus. So we have Venus in Capricorn. So this is not a mistake in the astronomical world. This is a connecting, absolutely clear as a bell. Plus, Venus has already gone over the famous 22nd degree where that Saturn-Pluto conjunction took place. And she has just come off one of what will be three conjunctions to Pluto. You see. So, I'm saying this because I want you to understand that the Venus retrograde in Capricorn is part of the paradigm shift. And it's a very important part because that paradigm shift was about removing the old hierarchical thinking of the patriarchy, which of course put males above females for thousands of years. So here's Venus. So what is she going to be doing? Well, when Venus retrogrades, it's an interesting thing. They have myths based upon this procedure of Venus in the sky. She appears to disappear because when she's in retrograde, she's going to hit the point before she goes direct where she's going to be crossing over the face of the sun. And when a planet is too close to the sun, you cannot see it. Yeah, that's why you can't see the new moon, because the new moon is right in front of the sun. And unless it's an eclipse, that's when you get to see the shadow of the moon going across the face of the sun. But you don't really get to see the moon, you know, because the rays of sunlight are too strong for us to see any other light around it. So in this disappearing state, which happens sort of midway through, Venus is said to be going into the underworld. She is going to visit the land of Pluto, ruler of the underworld. And she's just, you know, maybe she bought a ticket from him when she made her conjunction the first time so she could get in, you know, easily. I'm going to the underworld. And so at any rate, this is a story in myth of going to retrieve something. Sometimes it's a goddess whose sister has been captured, is in the underworld, and this other, the sister goddess, has to go to retrieve that part of her family. And this is what we need to realize about Venus's retrograde, is that we are going into the underworld to retrieve something that belongs to us. All right, so Venus is obviously in Capricorn, not in the most comfy place for her as a ruler of Taurus or Libra, because Capricorn is very serious and it's a cold sign. It's an ambitious sign, and it is looking for respect and validation, you know. And so when Venus is there, just as a transit or in a birth chart, you're looking at the kind of love nature that's either going to love you by trying to help you get ahead and achieve things in the world, and that's the way of the Venus love there. You know, it's in Virgo, it's mentoring and teaching. But in Capricorn, it's also looking to hook up with people that will enhance its own image in the world. Capricorn is about our status and reputation. It's one of the things that it rules, and that's why it's also about the consensus mind. That's what do we agree is good and right. You know, and this is one of the things about hierarchical thought that we're trying to take a look at. So here we have Venus. Now, Venus, as ruler of Taurus, has something to do with our self-love, our self-worth. Because Taurus is the sign of money, so it's going to have something to do with money also here, and possessions, yes, and what we value in general, and what we think we need to survive. But here, that's how you get to self-worth. How much value are we putting on the self? And also, Taurus is about how we value or relate to, then, our own physical body. And also our physical surroundings, but definitely the body. So when Venus is in a retrograde, she's going to be looking at those issues in the sign that she's transiting through. As ruler of Libra, Venus is making choices about who to bring in as significant others. She's looking at fairness and how to balance and create harmony. So in those spaces, Venus is also looking through the lens of Capricorn, both at the spaces from Taurus and the spaces that are involved in the area of Libra. So what could we possibly be doing if we're in the midst of a paradigm shift? We could be looking for how much of those things, our self-worth, our relationship to our body, our relationship to money and the people we let come close in, our feelings of beauty, harmony, and balance, is being dictated to us by society in general and their expectations that we would have to meet to gain approval. So a simple way of looking at this is that thing about relating to the body. You know, are you doing things for and to your body that are things that are truly nurturing for your well-being because you value yourself so much? Or are you doing those things to be accepted by a public standard? Okay, one great notion comes to mind quickly for me about this, which is the coming to the end of the year as we are now and people making resolutions about exercise and diet and, you know, choosing to become a certain way, you know. Are you doing it out of love for your physical self and your own self-worth, about how you care about your body? Or are you doing that, basing your self-worth upon whether you've lost a certain number of pounds or are doing a certain amount of exercise? I'm not saying you shouldn't do either of those things. Venus is trying to discover, when she retrogrades, what her motives are. Where is she about these things? And is it possible for us to remove those issues, those old issues? You're in the basement of Capricorn now, and you're very close to Pluto three times, and Pluto is like obsession and also, you know, control and power. So here, you know, many years ago, I had the amazing, and it's too long of a story, but it really, how I even got to be sitting behind Gloria Steinem on a stage in St. Louis when she was trying to tell co-eds in college that what they think is power is their sex appeal. And that what's going to happen is that's going to diminish, which nobody ever believes is going to happen to them. Trust me. You don't believe it. And then, boom, there it is. So she was trying to get them to understand the need for women to create lives of power for themselves that don't depend on their sex appeal. This was in 1980. I guess it was 87 or 6 or something like that when I saw her, probably 86. So do you think she made a big impression on these co-eds? I didn't get that impression at the time. I was older than them, and I had just been married not long ago and moved to St. Louis with him and for his career, which is, you know, see, that's such a typical thing for a Venus to do in Capricorn. You know, this is how women were. They went where the man went back then. So Venus retrograding in Capricorn for women is very potent now because of the need for us to reclaim the divine feminine powers and strengths that don't depend on the societal agreements or the way a man is going to react towards you because of your appeal. This is very, very much for a lot of people what's going on. And also, just for the self to realize this, a very important time, you know, and even looking at the issues of money, and, you know, designer clothing and the fashionistas and what they tell us we must look like, you know. It's time for us to move away from that. We're moving through the beginning stages of Aquarius, where everyone's equal and you can be a complete individual. And this is going to get stronger and stronger. Believe me, you'll see it. The individuality, the refusal is already there to bow down to the dictates of the fashionistas, who don't seem to be coming up with too many new ideas that aren't like really bizarre. You know, I mean, what else can you do? So it's up to us now. This is what our retrograde's about. And in terms of relationship, the Libra aspect, what you are looking at is similar to a Mercury retrograde. If you are thinking of embarking on a new and important relationship right now, whether it's a romantic commitment relationship or whether it's a business commitment relationship, this is not the time to make those kinds of major moves. And even in that money state, making major moves in financial contracts and agreements is not now, not during the retrograde of Venus. Why? Because she's going to come out of the underground. She's going to come up back into the light where we can see her in the sky. And we'll see her rising in the morning now as a morning star. And so she's going to be seeing things differently. And her energy is going to be wanting different things. Okay, so what happened is Venus entered the zone of the retrograde degrees on November 17th. At 11 degrees Capricorn is when she started on the degrees that at 26 degrees of Capricorn, which she will reach on the 19th to her retrograde of December, those are the time frame days and weeks where you may be going back over some of these things, like relationship decisions, relationship behaviors, all kinds of things about money, etc. I mean, we have seen a lot of issues coming up with the electronic currencies. People were doing a big sell-off. It's like you're in the stock market, you know, when you have electronic currencies right now, because people sell off and then it isn't worth as much. So we're looking at a Capricorn issue here. That is regulation, structure. You know, is it a strong structure? Are you in good shape here? So this is a time where you may have been pondering certain things, because we're coming to the end of the year, about what you want to do with your financial life. Well, keep pondering is all I'm saying. Let yourself go through the retrograde and come back out. And when you come back out, it's going to be the 29th day of January, and you're going to be back to 11 degrees Capricorn. And then Venus will go back over those degrees till she reaches 26 Capricorn on the 1st of March 2022. So there's your cycle before you make the move. Make sure you're pretty close to the 1st of March. Don't go too soon with your ideas and, you know, what you're looking at, valuing, or your major purchase making. Is Venus is your personal money and your possessions. Yeah, you may have some things that are going to have to be redone to some of your possessions, including your home, perhaps. With Venus retrograde, there may be things that you have to deal with. Maybe, you know, Capricorn is a sign of age and aging, so there may be things that need to be replaced or at least spruced up somewhat. That's appropriate in the retrograde. It's the moving into new territory that is less appropriate. And you can do it, but you may find yourself having to backtrack after Venus is direct. This is the thing, okay? So it is approximately 40 to 43 days every 18 months that Venus does a retrograde. She gives us this opportunity. And whatever sign she's in is where she is letting us see something deep, something hidden away in a file or a box, something that can definitely, in Capricorn, be coming through your ancestral line, something that has been transmitted into the bones through the blood when you're in the womb. So if you are a person who does work with people who can go there with you for ancestral clearing of any kind, Venus retrograde is especially in Capricorn. great place to do that work. You can get into the bones. Yeah. So this is where you may, you know, want to go to get some of the unconscious things that are operating, you know. And even when you're in your holiday experiences, you may find that some of the things that you have planned are going to kind of change a little, or be, you know, you may already be feeling this because we're very close to that retrograde and you're in the degrees, that things may have to be changed and not go quite as they seem they would go. Also, which also happens in Mercury retrograde, but with Venus retrograde, if past lovers don't come back in some way, you may be thinking about it. That might be some of the stuff that has to be dealt with. Okay? And if you're in a relationship already, you could be reassessing. You know, who is making contributions? Is it only one of you? Are all the arrows going in one direction? And this doesn't have to just be your significant others. This can be anywhere in your life. Is it a balance, or is somebody the one taking care of everybody else and they're just allowing that to happen, right? Are the people around you helping you reach your goals? Or are they not? Are they distracting you from your goals? Or even maybe having, if you feel it out, are they jealous? Are they actually sending negative energies out, right? So, things you may be looking at. So, any kinds of relationship from the past. And then also, especially when the Pluto conjunctions occur, there are fated or predestined meetings that can help you with these processing experiences. But it may be that there's a lot of work to do there, and it's not necessarily a frivolous, fated, predestined meeting. It's like something that, you know, you need for working on, either working on something within yourself or something you need working on in the world, right? So, and in a retrograde, especially in Capricorn, if you've been involved in relationships that are extremely challenging, they could end. So this is up to the two taking a look at and seeing, you know, trying to assess, is it possible to change things for the better? Is it possible to express your values? Can you hear theirs? You know, this is important to find out. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff going on. Don't be afraid of it. Take the trip. Go down into that basement, you know, put on your old clothes because it's going to be dusty and might have some cobwebs down there. But this is an opportunity. You'll come out of this. If you go in consciously, you'll come out really strong from it. And you'll come into a new year, even if it takes a couple of months into that new year before you really can go forward. It will be all for the best. And so that's my wish for you. And having said that, I'll say goodbye for now.